Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 502 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Stacy.
Hey, Pat, my name's Stacy. Thank you so much for what you offer to the online community. And I just appreciate all the wisdom and resources that you have offered us as we've started a business in the last year. And it really has been a source of growth and development for us. So thank you. My question today is, so we have spent the last year really focusing on our physical products business and growing that online. And that is finally established and moving on its own. So now, if you had 72 hours uninterrupted to start working on or start initiating another stream of passive income, where would you focus your attention? That's my question. Thanks so much, Pat. We look forward to hearing your answer.
Hey, Stacy, thank you so much for the question. And first of all, congrats on what you've done so far with your business. I think it's really smart that you focused on one area and you've gotten that down, and now you're moving on and focusing on to another one. Not necessarily moving on, forgetting about it, of course, but try to see what you can do to diversify. And I think thinking of ways you can make your income a little bit more passive is always good. Now, I will say that if I had 72 hours to start a new passive income stream, that in general is just very difficult to happen, because passive income takes a lot of hard work in the beginning so that you can earn that passive income later on. So 72 hours to start a new stream of passive income makes sense, because there's things you can do during that 72 hours to get to that point where you're off in the right direction. However, to set up a completely passive income stream within 72 hours that you'll start to see income coming in without doing any work is pretty much impossible. There's a lot of work that happens up front, and that's what I would do. I would actually put in a ton of work to validate a particular product idea that would then become something passive later on. Now, you might have done that already, and actually that's where I would start. I would look at the things that are working for you now. Where is income coming in? And is there any way in that process, from customer to purchase to anything even after that, is there anything that you can automate within that process? By thinking of it that way, by thinking of things that are already working and how you can take human out of that, whether that's you and taking yourself out of that and having somebody else, some other human, take care of those things for you, or having some sort of software or some system of automation to make those things happen much quicker and faster, that is going to help you create these passive income streams based off of and starting with the things that you've already done. So think about it that way. And I would actually chart out, okay, well, here are the different ways that I can generate an income currently in my business. You said you had physical products. There might be some other ways. Well, how can I automate this process as much as possible? That's going to help you create these passive income streams, again, based off of stuff that you started. Now, if you want to start something new, if you're adding, for example, a different segment or leg to your brand where you want this to be passive at some point and have that focus moving forward, well, I would start with validating an idea. So starting with the problems of your audience and the pains, and starting with there to see if there's anything that you could do to create a kind of software or information or some sort of product or even a service that's able to duplicate itself in some way, shape, or form, this can become a form of passive income. In terms of product, well, how do you passive income a product? Well, there's a great episode out there with Brian Castle. This is of the Smart Passive Income Podcast, episode 158. And that episode was how to productize your service-based business. So if you have a service, you can make it more automated. You can make it passive. So that's smartpassiveincome.com/session158 to check that out. Now, of course, information is something that could be replicated, which is where the whole passive income thing comes from, because you could potentially sell that without actually having to deliver because it's automated in terms of the deliverable. Same thing goes with books. Same thing goes with software. That's something that when you create something that people want, people just download it through their shopping cart and it gets automatically delivered to them. That was the whole idea and why Smart Passive Income exists, is because I discovered this in 2008 when I built an ebook to help serve the audience that was looking to take this exam called the LEAD exam. And that's where all this came from and why the passive part is important. Now, I will say that there is nothing that is 100% passive. Nothing. There's always work that needs to be done to at least keep things up to date and upkeep that which you create that is passive. Because even when you think about the stock market or your accounts, real estate, for example, things that are traditionally considered more passive than other forms of income, you still have to upkeep those things. You still need to upgrade your portfolios. You still need somebody to manage the tenants that you have and the houses that you own and all those sorts of things. So, you know, nothing is 100% passive, but you can get to a point where you are not trading your time one for one for money. And that's the whole idea here. And that's why information is a great thing to do. If there is some information that your audience needs, that's a fantastic way to do it in terms of building something that could be replicated and shared and sold and generate a passive income for you. Software is another good one, and that's where a lot of people are going these days. You can check out the episode I did with Dane Maxwell, which is 46 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. So that's smartpassiveincome.com/session46. That's if you want to get information on how to reach out to businesses and extract ideas from conversations that you have with them to then be able to create a software to help them do something that, for example, that they hate to do in their business or that they have to do over and over and over again, that you could create something that could do much better and easier and quicker and more convenient for them. I mean, really, a business is simply a potential solution to somebody's pain or problem. So that's really where it starts, is it starts with discovering what those pains and problems are and creating something out of that. And the thing is, like, approaching something in terms of how do I create something for my audience that's going to be passive. I don't think that's the right approach, because yes, you want to look down the road and see, well, how can you automate this process? And I believe that's smart, obviously. But if you primarily want to create something that isn't going to take a lot of work, for example, that's what I'm worried about. It's not going to work out. You need to put in a lot of work up front, and you need to figure out what those pains and problems are and create that solution. But when you create that solution, then you can decide, okay, well, how can I make this? Or is this something that would fit in my passive income portfolio? And if not, is there a way to take myself out of this or add another human being to help instead of myself, or have a piece of software or something to automate that process? So again, there's a lot that goes with this, Stacey. And my recommendation would be to just continue to discover more about your target audience to see if there's anything that you could do that can help them and see if there's anything related to that that can help you in terms of building and adding to your passive income portfolio. I would also recommend checking out my upcoming book, Will It Fly? You can check that out at willitflybook.com. That's a book all about how to validate your next business idea to see if one that's actually going to work out for you or not. And the cool thing, and just to go back to the 72 hours thing, I mean, really the first day I would spend just idea extracting, trying to figure out what that next business idea is based off of those pains that my audience has. The next day would be to actually build a prototype or a mock-up of that, whether that's, if it's software, for example, it's just, you know, drawings. If it's some type of information product, it's an outline with modules and lessons, that sort of thing. And then I would actually go in the third day and talk to those people and validate that product and actually see if it's actually a solution that makes sense for them and actually try to get paid for it. And in that way, you could get paid for your idea up front before you build it. And that's how I would use my 72 hours. So again, the first day is idea extraction, really discovering the pains and problems and making a list of those and picking and choosing one that I feel I could best represent in a product that could be potentially passive and down the road. Number two, the second day, the second 24 hours, I would spend actually creating that mockup, you know, defining and refining what that idea is. And then the third day, presenting it out there, sharing it, trying to get it validated through, not just people saying they want it, because people say they want things all the time, but then when it's time to actually pay, they don't. You want to get a certain amount of people to pay for that idea up front. And of course, they'll get early bird pricing and they'll get to work with you through that product, which is the benefit of them coming on early. But also, they'll be able to help shape what that product actually is and what it becomes. And that helps you, helps them, everybody's a winner, and there's your first 72 hours. So hopefully that answers your question, Stacey. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you again so much. And to everybody else out there who's asking questions, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you again so much for listening in. And to finish off the day, here's a quote by Dr. Seuss. He said, "You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose." Take care, guys, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.